USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina said at the beginning of Thursday's Senate Judiciary Committee meeting, he's confident Amy Barrett has the votes. The vote officially takes place 1 p.m. Eastern on October 22nd. Delta Airlines is hurting. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Delta Airlines is reporting a larger-than-expected loss in third-quarter revenue. The Atlanta-based airline carrier announcing a loss of $5.4 billion during the summer months, which is forcing company officials to push predictions back for an expected break-even date to next spring. Brian Kelly is a travel expert. He tells NBC's Today Show,
Delta is generally regarded as one of the best-run airlines in the world, and they reported a blockbuster loss, even as they've tried to reduce costs. You know, big picture, this means the airline industry really needs the bailout.
Delta is one of the major airlines of the United States and a legacy carrier. USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry. The Democratic vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris is lying low after COVID infects two of her campaign people. USA Radio Network's Val Dior has more.
Senator Kamala Harris has canceled all campaign travel through this weekend out of an abundance of caution after a flight crew member and her communications director tested positive for coronavirus. According to the Biden campaign, Harris, the Democratic vice presidential nominee, has tested negative for coronavirus twice over the past week. In a series of tweets, Senator Harris said that she was not experiencing any symptoms of coronavirus and pledges that she will be transparent about any test results she does receive. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
The Senate Homeland Security Committee is launching an investigation into Hunter Biden's emails. The New York Post published an article that alleges Hunter Biden used his influence to connect a Ukrainian businessman and Burisma Gas Company executive with his father while he was vice president. Committee Chairman Ron Johnson told Fox News he's been in touch with the person who provided the emails. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
NASCAR Cup Series returns to Kansas Speedway this weekend. Driver Clint Bowyer is coming home.
Looks like it's got cold fronts coming in. That's going to mean fast speeds. Grip levels are probably going to be up. That's going to be good. That'll be a premium for, putting on a good show for what the fans, that we have there. Always fun to come back to Kansas. Looking forward to it. Cool track, special to me. It's going to be obviously more special this time around, and we'll be ready for it. Coming off a good weekend. Wasn't the weekend that we wanted, wasn't the finish that I feel like we deserved. We were extremely fast last weekend, but anytime you have a weekend like that, there's a pep in your step and it's excitement level for, not only me, but the rest of our team.
The Hollywood Casino 400 starts at 2:30 p.m. Eastern on NBC. In college football, the 10th-ranked program has halted football activities after several members of the team test positive for coronavirus. USA Radio Network's Dan Naraki has the story.
The Florida Gators are heading into a highly anticipated matchup this Saturday with the defending national champion LSU Tigers. But the 10th-ranked team in the country has temporarily halted practices because 5 players have tested positive for COVID-19. Athletic Director Scott Strickland said in a statement Tuesday that the school is making the move out of an abundance of caution and that contact tracing is underway. Texas A&M, Florida's opponent last Saturday, says they haven't had any positive tests and will continue regular testing ahead of their game this week against Mississippi State. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.